If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Gamertag Radio listeners, join me on my exclusive session on Bright called Podcasting 101, Building Your Community. I know we have a lot of listeners that want to start their own show, start their own podcast. They don't know what to do. They don't know how to market, how to get new listeners, etc. So join my session Tuesday, June 22nd, 5:30 p.m. Pacific Time, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you could join and ask questions, learn from me. I've been podcasting now over 16 years, and there's going to be a lot of people there. The last session we had a lot, and we had a great conversation about how to market, to do certain things, certain tricks to get new listeners, how people could discover your show, etc. So this is your opportunity right now, exclusively on Bright. All you have to do is go to this episode under the description here, and I have the link to where you go to the website and reserve your ticket. I only have a certain amount of tickets available. It's up to you now. Want to join and meet other podcasters and other content creators are going to be also attending this event. So June 22nd, Tuesday, June 22nd at 5:30 p.m. Pacific Time, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Spread the word, and I'll see you there exclusively, once again, live on Bright.
Ladies and gentlemen, podcasting since 2005, you're listening to Gamertag Radio with your host, podcaster Hall of Famer Danny Pena, the always opinionated Paris Lilly, and from outside of the norm, Peter Toledo. This is Gamertag Radio.
Right, welcome to Gamertag Radio, episode 1140. This is your host, Danny Pena, live from Los Angeles, broadcasting to the world. What's up, everyone? Wow, E3 just finished a couple days ago. And by the time you listen to this, you're probably watching the Xbox Games Showcase Extended, hosted by Paris. If not, go right now to YouTube and go to the Xbox channel. Everything is there. And a shout out to Paris. We are going to be recording an episode. Definitely want to get some behind the scenes stories of like, how was it filming this for Paris and Xbox and all this stuff. So that's one of the main reasons why Paris was very quiet, couldn't really say much. It couldn't be on a podcast, not only on ours, but also Xcast. Because of that, he knew a lot of information that he wasn't allowed to discuss about E3, etc. So, but now that everything is done, he's going to be on the show, and we're definitely going to talk about his experience of working with this this project with Xbox. So it's going to be a lot of fun. So stay tuned. But we have a great podcast for this episode. I'm going to interview the creators of Ollie World, that's coming out sometime later this year. I had a great conversation with them about the studio, about working on this game, and compared to like their previous games, how why this is better, etc. It was a great conversation. It was like a good 16, 17 minutes long. So get ready. I'm going to play here only on Gamertag Radio. But first, head over to GamertagRadio.com. Post your comments and feedback. Listen to our past episodes. You could also find us on any podcast app. All you have to do is just search for Gamertag Radio. We're there. And also follow us. And from there, you could also post a review. It will help us out to climb on top of the charts. All right. If you also would like to be part of our family discussion, here's how you can contact us. All right, so I'm going to play the interview in a few minutes, and also I'm going to talk a little bit about my impressions about the game, Ollie World, which I had an opportunity to play it on a PC, and it was a lot of fun, so get ready for that. So stay tuned for my impressions coming up very soon here on the podcast. But first, let's talk about this, man. And this is it's all over the news, and we talked about this multiple times throughout last year or so when Xbox was saying that in the future – they're planning to release next-gen games, like next-gen-only games on Xbox Series X and S. And for the first year or two, we are going to see this cross-gen. But Matt Booty been saying that for a while. We had this conversation. And I was also brought up about this, thinking, hey, is it possible that we could still play these? Let's say you're an Xbox One owner and you want to play, let's say, Fable, Horizon, you know, all these games as next gen, how can you play this on Xbox One? And one of the things that I brought up, like, hey, they could easily do that through like the browser of the Xbox, you know, or maybe they will, Xbox will create a special app for Xbox One users if they want to play all these next gen games, right? So that was the conversation last year. I wasn't sure if this was going to be like an official thing, because look, I could play xCloud on any device right now, iOS, PC, also Mac, through the browsers and everything, mobile, right, tablets. But now this is an official thing now. Microsoft, this is from Microsoft. Microsoft will bring Xbox Series X and S exclusive to Xbox One via cloud gaming, which this is awesome because this is an opportunity for people that can't afford to buy an Xbox Series X or S, and you still have the Xbox One, you can still play all these next-gen games through the cloud. I think this is amazing. Amazing, amazing post. So this was posted on Xbox Wired, and I'm going to read the small, short thing here, a quote from the post here on from Xbox Wired. It says, for the millions of people who play on Xbox consoles today, we are looking forward to sharing more about how we'll bring many of these next-gen games, such as Microsoft Flight Simulator, to your console through Xbox Cloud Gaming, just like we do with mobile devices, tablets, and browsers. This is from Xbox Wired, and also says the announcement of Microsoft leveraging, this is from IGN, the announcement of Microsoft leveraging its Xbox Cloud Gaming services provides more options for people to play Xbox titles. This would, in theory, will allow Xbox One owners to play upcoming 2022 releases like Starfield, Redfall, which both are going to be releasing on Xbox Series S and X as console exclusive in the future. So that is awesome. Right here is the definition. When it's, you know, where what Phil says, no player gets left behind. This is it right here. 100%. There's going to be a lot of low income families that they have an Xbox One. Maybe they even have the first OG Xbox and can't afford to get the new consoles. But this will be a perfect way by just subscribing to Game Pass or Game Pass Ultimate. And your kids now can play all these games. Or you, let's say the average consumer that, not a hardcore like us, that always will go to the store and buy these games and buy the console day one, just don't have the time or don't have the money to actually buy all these games and buy new consoles. This is the best way for them to still experience the same games that they could play like us, you know what I'm saying? So I love this. This is super cool, super awesome. And I think this is really, really big. Like, it's sad when, you know, we talked about how Ratchet and Clank Rift Apart is one of our favorite games so far this year. But there's a lot of PlayStation owners that don't have a PS5. Huge fan of the company. They just can't find the console. So they're missing out a great gaming experience. And this is something that I wish more companies could do in the future. Like, you know, PlayStation could easily do that with PlayStation Now, you know, stuff like that. This is really, really cool and very, very consumer friendly. And I just love, again, the communication with Microsoft and the consumers, the community. It's awesome. It's been top notch for years now, and they're getting better and better with that, you know. So, but I would like to hear your thoughts about this, man. Like, you know, this is something that I'm very happy about. Love seeing this type of announcement from Xbox. Now, I do want to say that I believe that Xbox needs to announce xCloud in more countries, have more servers in all these countries, especially like in Latin America, because right now the only places that have xCloud is Mexico, Colombia, Brazil, and that's about it. And I think Argentina too. That's another one. So I hope they can start adding more servers, multiple countries like Peru, Dominican Republic is a great one. Haiti would be awesome. Jamaica. Like, there's a lot of places that don't have access to this at all. Unless they use like VPN, and people will figure out how to play S Cloud like that. But that's not a great experience, man. You know, you got to get off and every single time. No. I think it will be cool to have access to this in all these countries around the world. And I think this will be a really big opportunity for Xbox. But the question I was going to ask for everybody listening, I would love to hear your thoughts about this, because this is awesome. I think this is amazing. I can't wait for this to be official in the future, you know. So, but yeah, let me know your thoughts. Just hit me up, fanmail@gamertagradio.com, or follow us on Twitter. Just follow me, Godfrey, or the whole crew at Gamertag Radio. And or also go to Discord. That's discord.gg/GTR. That's discord.gg/GTR. All right, so let's talk about Ollie World. So thank you to Tara Bruno, the whole PR team, for giving me an opportunity to play this game. And it was a lot of fun, man. So one of the things about Ollie series, I don't know if you guys ever play this, but so the game is going to be available, Ollie World is going to be available on Nintendo Switch, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, PC, PS5, the Xbox Series X and S later this year. And this is a skateboarding game, an action platform. Think of it as that. And the previous game of the Ollie series, they it's one of those, like, you start making tricks and you have to like press certain buttons if you're going to land and so on. And it could be very, very frustrating if you start playing like that. And don't get me wrong, there was a lot of like the hardcore audience that just love that type of game. For this one, it's bigger. Now there's more places to go. There's also a story where you could also meet your crew in there, and they tell you like tips on things to do that help you also like to do checkpoints in the game. They'll take like pictures of you doing all these tricks and everything. And the cool thing is now you have selections of like areas where you would like to go. So you have options. There's different streets where, let's say you're doing a stage, you could select, okay, I'm gonna go down a certain area here, like a little, you might discover a hidden road by doing that, you know, like a hidden area, stuff like that. So it was a lot of fun. I was playing this for hours first in the beginning of the game, which you could watch my short video on my YouTube channel or go to Twitter, and I have a video there of me just playing the game, and you hear me excited, like, oh my god, this is awesome. You see me ranking up points, like I did a record for one of the levels that I did. I went back and did it over again. I'm like, okay, now I'm doing better. Now I'm mastering like the tricks that you could do, and helped me to just beat my score every single time. And it was very, very addicting. So this was just a demo. It wasn't the full version of the game, but it gave me a brief look on things that you're going to do in the game. Now, the last level of the demo was the one I was playing the most. Like that one, I mastered that level. I noticed that the location got more difficult. There was more places to, like, the choices of the places you would like to go is so much. And it was a lot of fun, very fun. And I just love the music. Soundtrack is really, really, really cool. When you start a game and you go to a level, you'll hear, this, of course, the music, but it will show on the top of the screen the name of the song, like the producer, whoever. So it's super, super cool, man. Like, I want everybody to try this game out once it releases. And okay, again, this is not no Tony Hawk. This is not a skate game, you know, that type of thing. Like, I feel like those are like a bigger budget game. But this was super addicting and super, super fun, man. I say I can't wait for this full version to come out. I don't know which one I should get. I might get the Switch version and also Xbox. The reason why I want to get the Xbox version is because of the achievements. And the Switch is because I'm going to go on the go and just play it, you know. So really, really cool. Highly, highly recommended. The publisher of this game is Private Division. The developers is Roll 7, which I'm going to have them on the show here in a couple more minutes here. But Ollie Ollie, super, super fun. Go right now to YouTube or just browse the web and you find like a little trailer and even follow the official account. There is some videos that they show of them playing the game. So it's really, really cool. So highly recommend it. Ollie Ollie World, man. Super cool. Can't wait. Can't wait. But now we're going to continue the conversation about Ollie Ollie World. But now it's with the developers of the game, Roll 7. And I'm going to play it here only on Gamertag Radio. Enjoy. And I'll be right back after this.
You're listening to Gamertag Radio.
All right. So we're going to just start the interview with, like, just introduce yourselves and we'll go from there. Want to go first, Tom?
Oh, yeah. So I'm Tom Hegarty, and I'm the co-CEO of Roll7.
All right. And Simon?
Hey, Danny. I'm Simon Bennett. I'm co-CEO of Roll7.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about your company, because I know you guys worked on various projects in the past, gaming before the Ollie Ollie World. You want to talk about that a little bit?
So do you want to take that, or
should I go
way back, or...?
I mean, yeah, we could go way back. Tom and I have actually known each other since Transformers and Lego days back in when we were about, six or seven, maybe even younger. We were in bands together, and then we set up a couple of businesses in music and film, animation. We met our now creative director, John, who set up our video game design course back in 2004, 2005. Yeah. And then, yeah, we set up Roll7 in 2008. We've made Ollie Ollie, Ollie Ollie 2, Not a Hero, Laser League, and now Ollie Ollie World.
Yeah, and Ollie Ollie World, I played the demo now. I was actually doing that for like a couple hours because I wanted to pass my score. And look, I never played Part 1 or Part 2, and I really enjoy this game a lot, man. So you want to tell us how this is different than the previous game?
Sure. Yeah. So the first two games, you know, we really love, and they were kind of in the early 2010s. I just said earlier, what do you call that decade? The
10s. The 10s.
The early 10s. You know, there was a lot of the games around that time, or there was a part of games that was kind of, you know, making really hardcore, difficult experiences that kind of appealed to, you know, a lot of people. And the original Ollie Ollies was very much kind of targeted at that area. If you wanted your fingers to bleed, if you wanted to replay a level 100 times, those were the games for you. Mm-hmm. And I think with Ollie Ollie World, we want it to be a far more welcoming experience. And this is kind of comes out in the art style, in the way the game plays. There is still a lot of stuff in there, a huge amount of space for mastery for people coming back to the series. Mm-hmm. But we want to make sure that kind of people who played the original games, who maybe thought, you know what, it's a bit too difficult, they're able to kind of progress through the critical path. And then if they want to, it's kind of up to them to, you know, build on the mechanics they want to, chase scores if they want to. Like you were saying, when you played the demo, you're like, the fact you wanted to go back and get those scores is kind of, that's the way you want to play. And that's really nice to hear. If people just want to get through, find out about the story, that's really cool too.
Yeah, and yeah, this is the first time you guys added a story in this, right? Because before it was just more focused on the tricks and points. What made you guys decide to add a story in the game for this one?
I think, you know, for us, we had a fun platformer with story and heart in Not a Hero. And when we made Olly Olly 1 and 2, John and I weren't, like, the sort of background to Olly Olly is that John used to be our creative director, used to be a sponsored skateboarder. And I used to skate a lot as well when I was younger, but we'd both been out of the culture for a long time. And it wasn't until we made those games that we, I guess, just fell back into skate culture. We had a bunch of promotional skateboards from the game, and we're like, well, we should probably take those out for a cruise. And John particularly got very heavily back into skateboarding. He's out every single day. He's following all of the, the pro tour, and he's basically living that culture again from his teens. And that renaissance and that involvement within that culture and the group of his friends, you know, a very diverse group of friends in that sort of area, has in turn influenced the story and the world that we've built with the game. And I think he really wanted, with this iteration of the series, to bring a part of skateboarding that maybe isn't talked about too much. It's not just this sort of masochistic, very masculine part of skateboarding that maybe would have come out of the 80s and early 90s. It's this much more inclusive and diverse skate scene that we now see, you know, on our streets today. So I think, like, that's the main crux of it from what I can see.
I know, because I'm a huge fan of just video game music, and I really enjoy the music in this game. Was that in-house, or you worked with other producers outside of your studio?
Yeah, the soundtrack in the Olly Olly series is one of the crucial parts of the experience, and we tend to work with quite relatively unknown artists from the independent dance music and electronica and lo-fi kind of beat scene. Mm-hmm. And we've worked on this project predominantly with a French label called Cascade Records. It's a labor of love. It's a process that we really care about. It's a sound that's very specific to the game. It very much matches the world that we're building, but also matches the flow of the game that you're playing. Like in the original series, we tried punk and rock and grunge before, you know, for the first few months in production, and it just really wasn't congruous to that experience. It didn't lend itself to that kind of one more go experience, this sort of nice, these sort of relaxed beats. I was glad to hear that you picked up on that.
Yeah, no, I could tell the difference. Like, you could tell, like, it really blends in perfectly with the game. So, and even I noticed in the background there was like a couple of like break dancers. I was like, all right, you know, I'm from New York City, so I grew up with hip hop. So I was like, all right, that's good to add in the game.
Yeah. So we, as Si said, like on the originals, we tried different versions. And for Olly Olly World, we again went back to visit that, and we're like, you know, do we look at different types of music for different parts of the world? And again, tried it, and it just doesn't quite fit. So this kind of genre of music, internally we call it Swazi music. Like, that's, I hope none of the artists are offended if we say it's Swazi. If you type Swazi in Spotify, I don't think it will come up, but it's like, it's that kind of vibe. And it just, we want people to kind of, when you play the game, sit down, just kind of relaxes you, and the Saisa just brings you into that world. Like, it's a huge part of it.
Yeah. Ironically, Swazi is what your now brother-in-law used to describe my snowboarding style as, because my hips were too loose. But that's the kind of vibe that we go for. It's loose, it's jazzy, it's sort of funky syncopated synth lines. It's a new take on, you know, like, I don't know, all the music that we love. It's a mixture of hip hop and jazz and electronica in a fresh and bubbly and exciting new kind of sound. And yeah, the artists that are making it, like, we are, you know, totally indebted to them to lend that flavor to the game. So
nah, that's perfect. I love it, man. Now let's talk about the crew that's in the game too. What's up with that? What's up with that?
So I think kind of, you know, as Simon mentioned earlier with previous game, Not a Hero, kind of, we brought these characters in and it kind of had this heart and soul, and we really enjoyed doing that. And with the previous Olly Olly games, and as kind of we mentioned before, like, you know, a lot of skating games kind of are set in this post-apocalyptic environment, and you're sitting there going, where's everyone gone? Why is there no one here? And we really wanted Olly Olly World to be this place where people live, and they are. And so the crew are there, as Simon said earlier, to kind of really kind of explore that side of skateboarding, which is about hanging out with your friends, kind of encourage people to do stuff, just having a nice, chilled time. You know, different kind of characters of the crew will give you different parts as you go through. So Mike, he's all about making you be more gnarly, hence his name, Gnarly Mike. But he gives you the challenges. You've got Sue, she's all about you trying to be, you know, get perfect. Dad's kind of more about being safe, but you're kind of giving the score challenges as well. So, you know, each kind of crew kind of gives us a different way to give you challenges. And we wanted the whole thing to be cohesive, really. So rather than beat this score, or do this thing, it's like, you know, do this thing as part of this world, as a friend might challenge you to do.
That's cool. It's cool. Now, one thing that I really enjoy is that I have options to go to different locations, right? Like hidden pathways. Is this going to be a lot of those in the game too? Like, is there going to be more than just two paths or what?
Yeah. I think like the really exciting thing for this game, and, you know, early on in production, we were prototyping a totally different game. It was a totally different skateboarding game that was essentially trying to replicate these sort of pro skate park experience, where they have these different lines. It tends to be three distinct kind of lines within, you know, a skate park, where at the end of it, you've got a quarter pipe or just, you know, a banked sort of end point, and you turn around and you continue your line along there. And, oh, Jesus.
Look at that. He's so excited dropping stuff.
Man, I'm excited about this game.
Olly World, let's go.
Damn! So we had this prototype, and we had our main game. I went away on holiday and I came back, and they, you know, the team had merged both of the experiences, and it really lent itself to this weird and wacky new platformer where you can explore different routes. It allows us to go into the screen, out of the screen, back on yourself. And I think, like, from a sort of, I guess, like, when you look at a game and you look at the name of the game, like, Olly Olly World for us has always been the name of the game, and it's hit that on the pillars of what it looks like and the story around it and the sort of, you know, Pixar, like, it's a big weird skateboarding world where everything revolves around skateboarding. But for me, this game really became Olly Olly World when we merged these two things together, and suddenly it wasn't just a linear sort of platformer. It was a platform with multi routes, and you're going back on yourself and you're twisting in and out, and it's a world that you ride through and not past. And I think that's the crux of it for me. That's what really was exciting, and there's not that many games that do that in the platformer space, and I think it's a really unique part of the game that we're excited to see how people get on with.
Yeah, so look, I've been playing this for hours, just the demo, and I can't wait for the final version. Now, my question I do have is there going to be some multiplayer or any way for me to compete with my friends, leaderboards, or anything like that? I don't know if it's too early to mention anything about that, but I'm ready for it.
we're not able to discuss too much on that front. All I can say is watch this space. There's some really cool stuff that we've got coming in on that front. But yeah, keep an eye on that, Danny.
Yeah, cool. Very good to hear. What do you have, guys? Release any official date for this? The release or not yet?
Winter is the current zone
time frame. Winter. There you go. All right.
We have a season.
Winter is coming. And yeah, if you live in the UK, winter it's a big wide open.
Yeah.
Actually, that's a good point. If you're south of the equator.
Summer, right? That's true. All right, and my last question for both of you is, like, what has been, like, the most challenging part on working this game, you know, compared to the previous games that you worked on?
So for me, it's finding the balance between appealing to the existing fan base who kind of wanted that hard as nails gameplay, and then trying to bring new people in. And it's kind of like seeing how many different things we can do to work towards that. And, you know, Simon talked about the multiple paths, which you asked about, and that's actually been a really interesting way for us to do it. So once you get into later levels, you're going to have kind of like a critical path or a golden path. And that's going to be the route you want to take if you want to get through. So that's kind of the welcoming aspect, that there's always a nice way through the level. And if you want to explore, if you want that kind of hard as nails gameplay, then you want to start exploring. You want to kind of find the different paths. And there's a number of different things we've done. And there's kind of things we've done in terms of easing off mechanics from the original game. You had to land. You had to press A to land or X, depending on the controller. Yeah. In the original games, if you didn't land, you slammed. It was pretty brutal. So we kind of smoothed that out. We've kind of flipped it. Like in the original games, if you weren't good enough, we punished you. Whereas this time, like, we reward you. The better that you get, the more we reward you. And that's been a really kind of interesting journey to go on.
Yeah, that's good. And for you, Simon?
For me, I think it's building this entire world from scratch. We love doing it. We love world building as game developers, but it's building essentially an entire like encapsulation of the sort of skate genre in a world, and building out all these brands. And I think like a lot of that's come quite naturally to the team, because the team are so talented, and you know, like a lot of them are involved in their, you know, in their own sort of lives outside of video games, in skateboarding or extreme sports. Mm-hmm. But it's about, you know, building this world, right? Like we want this space to feel like a welcoming and cohesive skate utopia, and like pulling together all the elements for that and what that actually means for the player has been, you know, is a new part to the game. It's not just about the core mechanics of like the moment to moment skate stuff, which we're building on. We already had that basis. This is the new bit that we're layering over the top. And I think it's taken a while to come together, but I really feel like it's a really nice space just to be, right? It's a really vibrant like experience for the player. And having been built like out of, you know, a world in which we're all living in our own crazy nonsense over the past year, it's a wonderful escape to have this sort of really quirky, vibrant world where we can, I guess, like fantasize a bit about what the world could be like if it was all just, you know, skateboarding. So
yeah. No, I just want to say, man, you know, congrats on a cool demo. Can't wait for the final version to come out later this year. And yeah, for more information, just, do you have a website or social media for people who can follow?
Yeah, it's at Ollie Game on Twitter, at Ollie Game.
All right, cool. Thanks a lot, guys.
Amazing.
Thanks,
Sammy.
Thank you.
Right.
Great to meet you.
All right. Same here.
This is Gamertag Radio. Voicemail at 786-2737-GTR.
Are we going to continue with Gamertag Radio? But first, let's talk about our sponsor, Oregon State University eCampus. All right, Gamertag Radio listeners, you know what it's like to be an engaging online community, and that Oregon State University eCampus, creating that type of environment for students around the world, is what they do best. Join a worldwide network of students as you pursue your degree online with Oregon State, an innovative provider of distance education with more than 80 programs to choose from. You can advance your career by earning an in-demand degree in fields like computer science, business, and digital communications. Now, for those that be listening to this ad now for a while here on GTR, you know that I'm all about this, because first of all, you go to the website, it's super easy. You will find so many different type of programs that you could choose from. And one thing that I've been saying is, again, for someone that's been doing content creation for so long, I just wish we had something like this back in the days. It would be a lot easier for me. It would have been so much easier. But now you have the tools to do that right now by just going to this website and finding out more. Just like Catelyn Brooks, who earned her business degree online in the process, gained the skills and developed the passion to launch her own fitness apparel brand. Oregon State eCampus is ranked number 4 in the nation for online education by U.S. News and World Report. And all online classes and all online programs are developed by the same world-class faculty who teach on campus at OSU. So GTR, go right now. Find the OSU program that fits you best. Super easy by just going to ecampus.oregonstate.edu/GTR. That's ecampus.oregonstate.edu/GTR.
This is Gamertag Radio. Voicemail at 786-2737-GTR.
All right, that was my interview with Roll 7 about Ollie World, and I would like to continue the conversation, the short conversation about Nintendo during E3. I didn't release an episode because I was just exhausted with all the content that I've been releasing the past week or so. But let's talk about the highlights. There was a lot of games that, of course, updates from Nintendo about certain games that already has been announced or games that has already been out for a while. All right, but let's talk about the big one. This is Zelda Breath of the Wild 2. They showed a new trailer of the game. Graphics look similar to the last game, but it looks really, really cool. Looks amazing for the Nintendo Switch. But this game is coming out in 2022. There was no unofficial date, just a year. Most likely it will be the end of next year. And here's the thing. As of right now, I don't see anything big from Nintendo that are planning to release this year. Maybe we'll find out closer to the holidays, because Nintendo is like that. They will surprise everyone with stuff. So, but there is a Game and Watch coming out, which is going to have a couple of the old games of Zelda to celebrate the 30th anniversary of the game. And the first one will be there. Zelda 2 will be there, and a couple other more. And this is going to be like a Game Watch similar to the one that came out for Mario last year. So that's coming out. Also, they talked a little bit about Skyward Sword. It's coming out for the Switch too. So that was really cool. Now, another game that they showed, which I'm very excited to try out, is Advance Wars. It's the original classic. Part 2 is also going to be there. Graphically, it's going to look a little bit different. But it looks a lot of fun. It reminds me so much when I played this game for the Game Boy Advance when it came out years ago. So that's going to be awesome to play. Can't wait to check that one out. Also, Metroid Dread, a big one. So look, I know we've been talking about, are we going to see Metroid Prime 4? They briefly talked about it, but that's not still, we don't know when that game is coming out. And but they did show Metroid Dread, which is a 2D game. And this is also coming out for the Switch later this year. And yeah, it looks a lot of fun. Actually, let me check the date for this, because I don't remember exactly when this is coming out, but you could pre-order this right now, I believe. The pre-order digital version directly from Nintendo.com, or you just go to the eShop and you go right there and get this, man. But yeah, Metroid Dread looks really, really cool. Can't wait to learn more about it. Mario Party, they're gonna be adding some new content there. They also announced a new WarioWare Get It Together, which is a big one because a lot of people love WarioWare, and now you could play co-op, two players. It looks fun. And we'll see what happens from there, man. But yeah, let me know, you guys, like, your thoughts about that, about all these announcements. There was more too, of like Life is Strange. They're gonna release it for the Nintendo Switch. Also, I'm browsing here because I'm looking on like the official website. But there was a lot of other things, man. Fatal Frame is coming out too for the Switch and other consoles too. But overall, I enjoy the Nintendo press conference. I feel like, to me, there was too many updates of games that already been announced or games that have been out now for a while. But once Nintendo announced the new games, that's when, okay, it's getting better now. It's getting better, you know. So, but I'm happy with Zelda. I'm happy with Metroid and also Advance Wars. Those are the top three for me. I can't wait to try it out. And also Mario Golf, which comes out in a couple of weeks. So that's going to be super super, super cool. And that's about it so far. But let me know your thoughts about the Nintendo press conference. Just hit me up. Fanmail@gamertagradio.com. That's fanmail@gamertagradio.com. Or give us a call, 76-2737-GTR. That's 76-2737-GTR. And let me know your thoughts about the conference overall.
You're listening to Gamertag Radio.
All right, but now let's go with fan mail. We have one voicemail, so we got to play right now. Let's go.
Fanmail@gamertagradio.com.
All right, so this is from Keon, big, huge follower and listener of Gamertag Radio. He has a question here. Well, he has a voicemail, so I don't know if it's a question or what, but let's play it right now.
Danny, Paris, B, what's going on, good brothers? This is Keon calling from Baltimore. You can tell my voice is absolutely shot. Man, I haven't yelled and screamed and been so impressed by an Xbox showcase like this in years. This by far has to be the absolute best E3 showing I have seen from Microsoft in goodness knows how long. I would say the whole Xbox One era, we didn't get an E3 show like this. So for me, the show actually exceeded my expectations. I just love the pacing of the show, the games that they showed, brand new IPs that they showed, and this isn't even including a lot of the other IPs that we already know about, such as Fable and whatever the world else they got. I can't even think right now. But a B plus through and through. The show was very, very solid. Some of the thoughts that I had earlier in the week about the announcements that they made with Satya Nadella and Phil Spencer about having the streaming stick or whatever the case may be, they kind of put my fears to rest because it looks like these guys are absolutely committed to the console. So I'm looking forward to more. They did an excellent job. B plus. Go Microsoft.
All right. So shout out to Keon. Wow, his voice cracked right in the beginning of the audio. No, but he sounds excited, and that's what gaming is all about, man. Gaming is all about that. And I mentioned this on Twitter. I mentioned this on the podcast, but this has to be the best presentation I've ever seen from Xbox. You know, I've been part of the journey since the beginning, you know, since day one back 20 years ago. And seeing this is exciting, it's inspiring, and we're going to see more games, more people joining into the community to start playing for the first time, maybe on the mobile device, on a tablet, on Xbox One, Xbox Series S or X, TVs, other devices. It's going to be a wild, wild ride. And there was a time where a lot of us, we were like, man, this is not looking good for Xbox, not looking good. Back when the Xbox One launch around that time, right? But seeing this change and seeing this confidence from the team, this is big. This is really, really big. Plus, 30 games announced, 27 of them on Xbox Game Pass. It was a mic drop. And not only that, but also I have to say, you know, having Paris host the Xbox Game Showcase, which we're going to talk about on the next episode, but that was huge. That's huge. Xbox and no other company has ever done that. Usually, well, they'll hire someone professionally, or they have somebody from the team to host inside the Xbox, right? Like Larry, Jeff, Rubenstein, etc., right? But now doing this, the game is actually changing. Things are changing. It's changing for the brand. It's changing for the community. And I think this is going to be something really big, man. Really, really big. And I can't wait once... once all these studios start releasing their games slowly, like actually this year, we're going to get to see 6 big titles that's coming out this year, also on Game Pass, right? For the next 6 months. I think that's awesome. That's awesome. Content is going to come, is going to keep on coming. Think of it, it's like comparing to Netflix, something like that, right? New content all the time. People stay subscribed. Also like Disney Plus, putting new content there all the time. People stay to subscribe. That's what Xbox needs to do to keep people coming to the service, like Game Pass, or just buy the console. You know, this is exciting, man. Really, really exciting. So hearing Keon going crazy about all this, this is really dope. Really dope to hear, you know. And I bet there's a lot of the gamers that maybe they're not huge fans of Xbox, that probably this will got them excited or inspire them or influence them to just buy an Xbox console or maybe subscribe to Game Pass for their to play like the games and the like their mobile device or tablet, you know. So it's really cool, man. So, but for those who are listening, let me know your thoughts about the press conference. And also, by the time of this recording, you probably finished watching the Xbox Game Showcase Extended. Send me voicemails. Let me know what your thoughts about that recording. And I can't wait to talk about it with Paris in the future. But I'm going to do a recap tomorrow about the event. And then Sunday, we're going to do a live show. Hopefully he will join us because it's Father's Day, so we'll see. But I want to also have a conversation with him about how was the process and everything too. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
You're listening to Gamertag Radio.
All right, Gamertag Radio, we're going to talk about Magic Spoon. Magic Spoon. Love the cereal, man. Look, you remember growing up as a kid and Saturday morning, early Saturday morning, you wake up and guess what? Cereal was one of the best parts of being a kid, right? You have it, delicious and everything, right? But guess what? Guess what? I had to give it up because I realized through time it was full of sugar and junk that you the listener, should have been eating, especially me. I should have been eating that. But I've been trying to cut down carbs. I've been walking around here in LA, you know, trying to eat better food and less unhealthy food. And I realized that I can't eat that stuff anymore. I've been drinking a lot of proteins, a lot of water, of course, working out and everything, and it helps out, man. So, but let's talk about Magic Spoon, why I highly recommend Magic Spoon. Look, this cereal has 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and only 4 net grams of carbs in each serving. Only 140 calories a serving. It's keto-friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, and low-carb, and GMO-free. Build your own box. Available right now, these type of flavors. You can pick cocoa, fruity, fruity frost, peanut butter, blueberry, and cinnamon. And shout out to one of our listeners that used this code and actually purchased a Magic Spoon box, man. So a bundle of cereal. So thanks to you, man, for supporting Magic Spoon, also supporting GTR. So look, GTR, this, you could be that person too. Eat healthy, healthy cereal, and it's delicious. Go to magicspoon.com/GTR to grab a custom bundle of cereal and try it out today. And be sure to use our promo code GTR at checkout to save $5 off your order. And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they will refund your money, no questions asked. So remember, get your next delicious bowl of gluten-free cereal at magicspoon.com/GTR and use the code GTR to save $5 off. Thank you to Magic Spoon for sponsoring this episode of Gamer Tag Radio.
This is Gamer Tag Radio. Voicemail at 786-2737-GTR.
So, thank you everyone for listening to Gamer Tag Radio, episode 1140, I believe. Yes, 1140. But yeah, thank you everyone for listening, and I can't wait to create more content. The past 2 weeks has been really, really busy for me. I'm planning to record more with not only with Paris, but also with Pete here on GTR. So if you guys are subscribed, get ready. More content is coming. And we're going to have surprises in the future too. Surprises, which I can't talk about it just yet. We're working on it. But it's going to be something really cool and exciting for you, the listener. And maybe the viewer too. Who knows? We'll see. All right, so head over to GamertagRadio.com. Post your comments and feedback. Listen to our past episodes. You also can find us on any podcast app. All you have to do, which is super easy, get your favorite podcast app, search for Gamertag Radio. Just wait for a couple seconds there. Then the podcast popped up. You have the option to listen, subscribe, or follow, right? And also, once you're done and you like the content, share it with your friends. And one of the things that I always say to people, go right now to your favorite device, favorite podcast app, and just review Gamertag Radio. It will help us to climb the top of the charts, and also more people will discover us. But this is all because of you. We need your support. All right, so before we leave, again, I haven't watched the Xbox Games Showcase Extended yet, but once it happens, it airs, we're going to talk about it. But I do want to say that this is going to be a big moment for GTR, big moment for Paris. Make sure to hit him up, Vicious696 on Twitter, and just give him a shout out and just send him a congratulations to Paris, because it's a big thing, a big, big thing for him, and really big also for Xbox for doing something like this, you know, so it's awesome. But I just want to say that, everyone, thank you so much for listening to this. Thank you to Tara Bruno, the whole team, PR team, and also Roll 7 for not only giving me access to Ollie World, which I can't wait to play it, but also giving me the opportunity to interview the team and just talk. It was a lot of fun just vibing and just having the conversation about the game, man. So make sure to check it out once it releases, and can't wait. Until next time, everyone, I'm out. Peace.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.